Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. When you're on social media, you never know who you're going to meet. And a couple of weeks ago, I was followed on Instagram by Places Please Travel for theater lovers. Well, that caught my attention. I went to the website and read a service for people who love theater, seeing the world and making memories. I needed to know more. So today we have a Carmel Dean, a composer, lyricist, arranger, music supervisor, and of course, creator of Places Please Travel. So without further ado, let's welcome Carmel to the show. Hello.
Hello, Jean-Paul. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I can't complain too much, but I always will. So
I knew I liked you. Yeah.
So before we get into learning more about what you've done and your travel company, etc., I always want to get to know our guests. So I always ask everyone for a 30-second bio. So the question is, who are you in 30 seconds?
Okay. Well, I grew up in Australia. I moved to the States at the age of 22 to come do my master's at NYU. I grew up a pianist, a musical theater nut. And so obviously the place for me to aspire to live was New York City. So I've now been in New York for 22 years and have ended up having a very exciting time working on a lot of Broadway shows, off-Broadway shows as a composer, writer, music director, arranger, and now also the owner of a travel business, bringing my loves together.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. So let's get to the past so we can move to the future. Were you always into musical theater growing up, or was that something you discovered a little bit later in life?
I'd say relatively later in life, because I wasn't like a theater kid doing acting classes, dancing classes, that kind of thing. When I was little, I was a classical pianist. I learned the Suzuki piano method. So my focus was very much solo piano recitals. And then, later in high school, chamber music and band and orchestra and choir, that kind of thing. But in 11th grade, I was in a production of The Boyfriend at my high school. And actually, fun fact, Heath Ledger was in that production because we both went to brother-sister high schools in Perth. So that was the show that really hooked me in. And it was one of those high school shows. You rehearse for 6 months and then you perform it twice and then it's over and you think your life will never be the same again. So, and in fact, my life never was the same again. So I pivoted. I kept playing piano and I actually did my undergrad in classical piano. But I went to the best musical theater school in Australia, which is called WAPA, and did a lot of the musical theater classes there. I knew I really wanted to explore what being a music director would be because I had the piano playing skills and the working with vocalist experience. I knew I didn't want to be a performer. I was not good enough to be a performer, but what I could do is work with performers and with musicians. And the next natural step was for me to figure out how to get to New York. So at the age of 22, I was fortunate enough to win a Fulbright scholarship, which allowed me to come over to the States. And I discovered the New York University Musical Theater Writing Program. And so I really, took a deep dive into the writing composition aspect of musical theater. And that was a 2-year program. And it was during that time that I met William Finn, who's a great composer lyricist of shows like Falsettos and A New Brain. And we really became close friends and collaborators. And he also changed my life in that soon as I graduated from NYU, he took me on board as an assistant and then an arranger. And He did the show Elegies. Actually, well, I was still in my second year of grad school. And then the year after I graduated, he started working on Spelling Bee. And I was in the right place at the right time. And I ended up being the vocal arranger and associate conductor for the Broadway version of Spelling Bee. So that kind of kick-started my whole New York musical theater career. And that was almost 20 years ago.
I'm always curious when people move to New York from wherever, because wherever you move from is not like New York. So what was that like for you? How much of a culture shock was that?
It was, look, I guess it's all relative, right? I grew up being obsessed with American culture. In Australia, we're bombarded with American TV and film and pop music. So, you know, it felt very familiar. And I actually, probably the 6 months before I knew I was moving, when I knew I was moving to the States, but I was, you know, waiting for that day to get on a plane, I would go to the video store and just rent all of those American college movies. I watched every movie made like pre-2000 to prep myself for being an American student. And so I did, when I finally got here, I felt like I was living in a dream. I felt like I was in a movie. You know, look, Australia and America are very similar culturally, but New York is just, you know, it's an amped up version of everything. And I actually happened to start school at NYU the week before 9/11. So that was obviously a completely unexpected culture shock and, you know, everything else shock. So, you know, I was very lucky that I had the community of NYU at that time. And I had a great group of friends that I'd made very quickly upon moving to the city. So New York has always felt like a great fit in a nutshell. It's my speed. It's my energy. I thrive on the drive and the ambition that New Yorkers have. Yes, I also love to take a break, which is why I travel so much, but I'm always thrilled to come back.
Well, it's the perfect segue into your company. So tell us a little bit about Places Please Travel. What made you want to start this?
Well, it happened quite suddenly and quite organically. About 6 months ago, I've had a very fortunate career thus far, working on a lot of different musicals, but I had a lull in my projects, and I was very lucky over COVID. I had quite a few things that just kept bubbling along, but I think this is the result of post-COVID, like those things that happened, and I've been waiting for the next project. And I had always kind of joked to friends and family, like, oh, if I hadn't gotten into musical theater, I would have been a travel agent. But, you know, as you know, there aren't those travel agent brick and mortar stores anymore. And I just thought it was an industry or a job of the past to be a travel agent. But I was sitting on the couch one day and I just Googled, like, I don't know if I Googled how to be a travel agent or do travel agents still exist? And this website popped up. It was called Fora Travel, F-O-R-A, and it talked about being a travel advisor and how you could train to be an independent contractor with this bigger host company called Fora Travel. And it was a very new company. I think it was a year and a half old. And it was, I read more about it. It's this incredibly successful company that started post-pandemic and really harnessed this people's love of wanting to get back out and see the world, and using, you know, the old school model of the travel agent, but in this new way, which, you know, everything's digital, everything's at our fingertips. We can all go on, hotels.com, bookings.com to find, you know, where we want to stay, where we want to go. But what I've learned is that there are two types of people in the world. There are the people who love doing that, which is me. I love the research. Then there are the people who hate it. And so for the people who hate it, they still want to find someone who can do that stuff for them. They can do the research and all the nitty gritty and go down those rabbit holes because there is so much information on the internet. And so I realized that travel advising actually is a career. And so I trained with Fora and I became certified. And like with any business that you're starting, you need to figure out what your specific angle is. You know, there are thousands of travel advisors out in the digital world. Why would I, or how could I offer a service that was different from every other travel advisor? You know, obviously I had the travel research training now, and the, you know, you, as a part of Fora, you're able to access different perks. But I thought for me specifically, okay, I've had a 20-year career on Broadway. I'm on the Tony nominating committee, which I'm thrilled to say. It's a huge honor, but it means that I see every single show that opens on Broadway. So I can speak at great length to every show that is playing right now down in the theater district. I have a address book full of people who are working in the industry in every single facet of theater: costumes, lighting, set, dance, direction, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, okay, well, how do I harness my knowledge and my contacts and the travel piece? And I thought, oh, well, okay, that's actually a really obvious fit. I will market my travel services towards people who love theater. And like a flash of light, Places Please popped into my head. I thought, well, that clearly has to be the name. So Places Please, Travel for Theater Lovers, was born.
That is very cool.
I'm most proud of the name, honestly. I
mean, and I'm going to admit, it didn't even pop in until you said it that way. My brain went, oh, okay.
No, yeah.
Get it. Yes.
If you know, you know.
Yes. I just didn't see the comma.
There you go. Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So tell us what kind of things that you offer. If somebody came to you, I'm Jane and Joe Blow, we come to you. What can you do for us?
Sure. Look, I will do anything you ask me to do. Like, it doesn't have to be one very specific thing. What I say is I will organize and curate your bespoke vacation. So for example, Joe and John, whoever wants to come to New York, you know, and this happens, you know, every other day, I'll get a phone call. Hey, we want to come around the holidays. We'd like to stay in a nice boutique hotel close to the theater district, not right in the center of it. We don't want the W or the Sheraton. We'd like something a little smaller, a little more intimate. And we'd like to see Sweeney Todd, Merrily We Roll Along, Here We Are, the new brand new Sondheim, you know, they could be Sondheim nuts, right? So we don't know how to get tickets. They're sold out. Or if we go online, we're going to pay, $30 fee per ticket, which we don't want to do. And I say, this is great. You've come to the right person. I know which hotel to book you. In fact, I can, as a travel advisor, I can get you an upgrade at this hotel. I can get you free breakfast at this hotel. And I can get you house seats to these shows, pending availability, of course, because, you know, if it's Christmas Day, it might be harder. But most of the time I can access house seats. And then I can also say, look, is there anything special you want to add? Did you want a backstage tour? Do you want to meet any of the cast members? Quite often I will have small groups or larger groups. I actually have a school group of 20 coming in about a month, and they're wanting all of those things plus dance classes and singing workshops and a jazz improv class. So I'm able to go to my contacts and say, okay, I need someone to teach this class. I need someone to lead this workshop. I need to get tickets for the Met. I need to get a Juilliard prospective tour. So anything that's basically arts related, theater related, I'm your gal. I can curate your perfect New York vacation. But not just New York, Sean Paul. Like, I actually have done just as many trips all around the world, which I found to be a great surprise and great thrill because, you know, people obviously don't just want to come to New York. So you know, I've done West End trips. I've done trips to Copenhagen, and I've just found, you know, okay, what's the Copenhagen Ballet doing this weekend when my client's here? And so just like any trips that are for arts lovers who may or may not want to include arts in their travels. But I, you know, I find as much joy planning the trips as I do taking them is a really great bonus that I did not expect to have.
You ain't finding this stuff on hotels.com.
So that's exactly right.
You know, AI is not going to replace someone like yourself.
That's that's right. And that's, you know, I really did have to think like, okay, what can I offer as the human being that I am with my background? You know, and again, people will say, look, I want to see some shows. I'm not exactly sure what's playing, you know, next month in New York. I love old fashioned musicals. And so I'll say, okay, well, you know, Some Like It Hot is a great kind of more traditional musical that's playing right now. Or I love really edgy plays. And I'd say, you know, a couple of months ago, I'd say, well, go see Grey House. It's a horror play. So I'm able to speak to what is showing in New York right now.
So how does the process work? Do they fill out something and then they talk to you? Do they just talk to you? Take us through the, that.
Yeah. Step. So, I have a contact form on my website and, you know, the easiest thing is to just send a message through that. And I think I've got this, a standard form saying, what destination are you looking at? Approximate dates, how many people, what kind of vacation would you like? Or do you just need a hotel? Are you looking at a cruise? Are you looking at, do you need restaurant recommendations? Like just so, you know, I can gather information. And then, I almost always will schedule a call as soon as the client is available and has some more info about what they want, because it's always much more helpful to have a face-to-face or a, you know, voice-to-voice connection. And we just have a chat and I learn about them and I think, oh, okay, well, you're this kind of person. You're going to love this. Or okay, I see you don't want to stay right in the thick of Times Square. You'd rather have a, you know, a little solitude. I'm going to put you on the Upper West Side by Central Park, that kind of thing. So it really helps me to curate the best experience for them. But I also have on my website a bunch of sample itineraries. So if people are just curious about, you know, traveling in the future, I probably have about a dozen sample itineraries, places like San Francisco, the Berkshires, Savannah, Georgia, Sydney, Australia, the West End, just to give people some travel inspiration and some ideas for potential future travel plans. So there's a lot to look at on the website.
I have no doubt there's so many people out there who are salivating because they don't like, I see me personally, I'm like yourself. I like to do the research. I like to find out that stuff and do it. But you know what? There's only a certain amount I can even do because you have the contacts, you have the knowledge and I think what you bring to the party is so important and incredible. So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Creating this and bringing, you know, all your passions and loves and skills into one thing.
Thank you. It really has been the greatest surprising joy for me to discuss. You know, like I said, I'd always thought, what would my life be if I was a travel agent, which now travel advisor is, yes, you know, the more common term. Oh, okay, this is what it would be. And it's so fun. And I, you know, I have not stopped my, you know, my quote unquote day job as a Broadway musician. You know, I'm still, I've got a lot of things on the calendar and, you know, ask a busy person to make something happen and they'll do it. I think that seems to be my motto. Like the more things, more trips I have to organize, the more Broadway shows I have working on, the happier I am.
Have you put a trip together for someone where you went, oh man, I wish I was going on this trip?
All the time. All the time. I'm working on a trip for a client right now who's going to Barcelona, and she was actually laid off a few months ago, but has just been hired for her next job. So she's on a double full-time salary. And wow. She's like, okay, I want to stay here. I want to go here. I want to do this. I want to do this. I'm like, oh, I want to come on this trip with you. This is great. She's going to take her kid to see some colleges in Spain. She's going to take paella cooking classes. She's going to do a sailing trip, you know, that kind of thing. I feel like actually every trip I book for someone, I get a little bit jealous because I want to be on the trip with them. I don't think there's ever been a case where I haven't wanted to join the client.
Oh man, that's awesome. So how can people learn more about the company and yourself and all the fun information?
Yeah, so you know, all the usual things. The website is placespleasetravel.com. I'm on Instagram, Places Please Travel, so follow me there. I have a Facebook page, Places Please Travel, and I'm always posting fun little travel tidbits, theater news, fun facts, things like on this day 60 years ago, Carousel opened on Broadway, that kind of thing, which is always fun. And my favorite little bit of trivia that I posted this week was a did you know that a pilot and a co-pilot do not eat the same meal before they get on a plane together? Because, you know, if one of them is unfortunately, you know, overcome with food poisoning, then the other one is still able to fly the plane. I had no idea. So fun little travel and theater facts like that.
I'm always curious about how the first time they figured that out.
Like, yeah, exactly. Oh boy. Yes, clearly they learned from experience and decided to implement that rule. Yeah. I didn't go down that research rabbit hole. Yeah, I think I'd rather not know.
So to move away from that, do you have anything that you want to promote that you've got upcoming or that you're working on that you'd love people to know about?
Oh, sure. I always have things that I'm working on. The biggest thing that I think a lot of people probably have heard about and are looking forward to is The Notebook. I'm the music supervisor and co-arranger and co-orchestrator. I think most Americans are familiar with the book and the movie. It was a Nicholas Sparks book and a beautiful movie with Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. And it has been turned into the most beautiful and artistic theatrical version of this beloved story. And Ingrid Michaelson, who's a pop singer-songwriter, has written one of the most beautiful scores I've ever heard. Becca Brunstetter, who's a playwright and a TV writer, has written a fantastic book. And it's a surprising adaptation. I think, you know, we're used to hearing that popular movies are being turned into musicals and you kind of roll your eyes and you think, oh, I know what that's going to be. And especially something like The Notebook, it's so emotional and so sentimental. I think what people, because we did it in Chicago last year, so audiences have already seen it in a certain part of the country. The general response was that it's so surprisingly artistic and theatrically adapted. I'm not going to give surprises away, but it's not an exact replica of the book and the movie. And I think that Michael Greif and Shelley Williams, who are the directors, have really translated it with the writers and in the most beautiful, satisfying and emotional way. So tickets have just gone on sale. We open at the Schoenfeld Theater in March and previews start in February. And I hear ticket sales are already really good. So don't miss out. If you want to come see The Notebook, grab your tickets now. It really is going to be a beautiful show. And in terms of other projects, my own writing, I have an album coming out, and it's a studio cast album of a song cycle that I wrote right before the pandemic called Well-Behaved Women. And it is a show where characters like Billie Jean King, Malala Yousafzai, Frida Kahlo, Cleopatra, Eleanor Roosevelt, who else? Eve in the Garden of Eden. They all come out on stage one at a time, and they sing this, you know, either power ballad or really funny wry song, or you know, kick butt rock and roll song about their experience, about a very specific part of their life, or about you know, what it is in general to be who they are. And so I've recorded this album, and I have the most incredible group of Broadway divas on this album, including Laura Benanti, LaShans, Bonnie Milligan, Lindsay Mendez, Andrea Burns, Jen Colella, Sasha Allen. The list just goes on. It's an embarrassment of riches. You know, I feel like it's the kind of album that, you know, 25 years ago, in my bedroom in Perth, Australia, I just would have poured over, because these are like the best of the best of the Broadway divas.
That's fantastic. Well, when it gets announced and when it's about to release, I'd love to have you back on to talk about that and help promote that. So,
oh, thank you. I would love that. Yeah. Love that.
Because I love discovering new works, and that's the whole point of my radio station, is to help promote new works and new creators and new things like that. So I'm all about that. So we'll have you back on.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, hopefully the album will, you know, will inspire people as well, because that was one of the goals with writing it, was to let people know about all these incredible women. You know, some of them are famous, some of them people have not heard of. So, you know, as much as you want to put it out into the world, give us some airtime, I think would be incredible.
For sure. We got to help each other in this community.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little bit about yourself and the company. And I think if anybody out there who's wanting to travel should definitely check you out. And I think what you're doing is incredible.
Thank you, Jean-Paul. Thank you. It's been so lovely to talk to you.
No problem. All right. We were just speaking with Carmel Dean, the creator of PlacesPleaseTravel.com. So check it out. If you're going on a trip and you love theater, that is the website you have to go see and talk to Carmel. All right. Tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion. That is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.